Well, welcome back to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. We're here all masked up. I'm telling you, it's something. It's like a burglar's convention or something, you know, in the studio, all getting together to plot our next caper. Anyway, speaking of capers, I was listening to last week's radio show. In fact, I was reviewing it, and last month's, and it was so grand. John Baylor was doing that. And you did a last song about a breakup. And I thought, well, I've got a song about a breakup. I think it's a little different take on breakup, but I like it. And I wrote it a number of years ago. And it's really not about one breakup, because it took me a long time to settle down. And I had to learn a lot. So I wrote this song, and it's called The Tailor. And Howard Gibbs is going to play. And Howard, you can't talk, you're not on mic, but Howard Gibbs is going to accompany me on the electric guitar. She was dressed like a lampshade in a deep cobalt blue. He was hung in a time frame gone slightly askew. Red roses expressing the price of true love, till the vase up and shattered, a sign from above. A couple is kissing, it's dark in a room. The rooftop is pinging, and drowns out the sound. His prayers are not answered, she just goes away. The door is thrown open, the rain's here to say. Oh, an ache is an ache, and it won't go away. In the blackest of evenings, in the brightest of days, time issues its challenge, things fall apart. We wrestle to mend them and make a new start. Fountain of mercy, fountain of light, radiant wisdom, blessed insight, a restless old soul in the darkest of nights. A singular mission, put everything right. They stand alone in a gallery where tiny stitches of paint are caught on a canvas with a thief and a saint. People in profile in a park like a zoo. They go into forever, him and her too. Her tears become frozen, hang still in that room. Then they fall to the hardwood in time's sonic boom. When the moment is ended, all that's left is a hole that swallowed his pride and twisted his soul.
Oh, an ache is an ache, and it won't go away. In the blackest of evenings, in the brightest of days, time issues its challenge, things fall apart. We wrestle to mend them and make a new start. Fountain of mercy, fountain of light, radiant wisdom, blessed insight. A restless old soul in the darkest of nights. A singular mission, put everything right. That's not taken, the path that's not took. It'll bind you and hold you, keep you lost in your books. My advice to all lovers, live out what you have. Let it teach you and serve you, and your soul will be sad. Another song's ended, so sets the sun. His Beatrice tells him his creation is done. He puts on the kettle, he doles out the tea. For the moment he's holy, for the moment he's free. Still an ache is an ache, and it won't go away. In the blackest of evenings, in the brightest of days, time issues a challenge, things fall apart. We wrestle to mend them and make a new start. Fountain of mercy, fountain of light, radiant wisdom, blessed in sight, a restless old soul in the darkest of nights. A singular mission, one singular mission, the singular mission, put everything right.
Well, thank you so much. I enjoyed doing that with Howard. Wasn't he great? Oh my, let's give a nice hand. Hand for Howard. Such a pleasure. Now, I have to get back to the job at hand. Jacob Marino, it's so great having you on board. And you're doing a piece from Robert Frost. What's the title of that piece?
The title is Mending Wall.
Yeah, Mending Wall. And can you tell us, do you know anything about Robert Frost?
I do, actually. Robert Lee Frost was born in 1875, and obviously he's an American poet. But what he's well known for is the way that he depicted rural life in New England. It was just incredibly realistic, and he used those depictions to examine social and philosophical themes.
Well, that's great. But then we're going to talk about this other wonderful person. And you tell me a little bit about this other poem and this other poet.
Okay. This is Frances Watkins Harper.
This is Cindy Boner I'm talking to. Yeah, I just thought I'd point that out.
Yeah, Frances Watkins Harper. She was a freeborn African-American, 1825 in Baltimore, Maryland. And she suffered a lot of hardships in her life. Her parents died when she was three. Both parents were dead by the time she was three. We don't know what their names were. She was raised then by an uncle and aunt. The uncle was an abolitionist, also kind of a traveling medicine man.
Wow.
And but he gave her opportunities to learn, to read. She left Maryland around 1850 and went to Ohio and became the first female instructor at Union Seminary in Wilberforce, Ohio.
Wow.
Now, she had some difficulties.
Quite an achievement.
Well, yeah, and of course, she had some difficulties to overcome there. She was an African-American. She was a woman.
Wow.
She was also the first African-American woman to have an essay published. She got married in Ohio, but her husband died after 4 years. She had a young daughter. Then her husband died, and so she couldn't return to Maryland, where she was born, because Maryland had very strict slave laws.
Oh.
And even though she was a freeborn, if she entered through the North, which is where she would be coming from,
she
could be sold into slavery.
Wow.
So she stayed in Pennsylvania, supported herself by writing, suffragette, giving tours, lectures, whatever. Just someone that I look at her life and it's like, this woman is amazing.
And what's the title of the piece that we'll be doing?
It's called Truth.
Truth, okay. I'm looking forward to that. Let me get over here and talk to Cindy Davis, our resident PhD. Cindy, it's so nice to have you here.
Thank you. It's good to be here, George.
And tell me, what about the Frost thing? I read this article about them. You know, it was during the war or something that this song came out, and they've seen it in terms of political terms. Then people said, kind of came back and said, no, you've read way too much into this Frost poem, and that the Frost poem should just stand on its own. What is your feeling about that?
Well, all my life I've loved words.
Yeah.
Especially I love the rhymes and rhythms in words. And I like digging into the underlying secret hidden meanings of words in poems.
Yes.
But I think people can do it way too much.
Okay. All right. That's what I wanted to see. So let's get this show on the road and go ahead.
All right. Something there is that doesn't love a war, that sends the frozen ground swell under it, and spills the upper boulders in the sun, and makes gaps even two can pass abreast. The work of hunters is another thing. I have come after them and made repair where they have left not one stone on a stone, but they would have the rabbit out of hiding to please the yelping dogs. The gaps I mean, no one has seen them made or heard them made. But at spring mending time, we find them there. I let my neighbor know beyond the hill, and on a day we meet to walk the line and set the wall between us once again. We keep the wall between us as we go, to each the fault the boulders that have fallen to each. And some are loaves, and some so nearly balls we have to use a spell to make them balance. Stay where you are until our backs are turned. We wear our fingers rough with handling them. Oh, just another kind of outdoor game. One on a side. It comes to little more. There where it is, we do not need the wall. He is all pine, and I am apple orchard. My apple trees will never get across and eat the cones under his pines, I tell him. He only says, good fences make good neighbors. Spring is the mischief in me, and I wonder if I could put a notion in his head. Why do they make good neighbors? Isn't it where there are cows? But here, there are no cows. Before I built a wall, I'd ask to know what I was walling in or walling out, and to whom I was like to give offense. Something there is that doesn't love a wall, that wants it down. I could say elves to him, but it's not elves exactly, and I'd rather he set it for himself. I see him there, bringing a stone grasped firmly by the top in each hand, like an old stone savage armed. He moves in darkness, as it seems to me, not of woods only, in the shade of trees. He will not go behind his father's saying, and he likes having thought of it so well, he says again, good fences make good neighbors.
This poem is entitled Truth by Francis Harper. And as you listen, just think for a moment about the symbolism of the rock, which is a mighty wrong, a hard, cold, stern, and this little seed that represents the truth. Okay. A rock, for ages, stern and high, stood frowning against the earth and sky, and never bowed his haughty crest when angry storms around him pressed. Morn, springing from the arms of night, had often bathed his brow with light and kissed the shadows from his face with tender love and gentle grace. Day, pausing at the gates of rest, smiled on him from the distant west, and from her throne the dark-browed night threw round his path her softest light. And yet he stood unmoved and proud. Nor love nor wrath his spirit bowed. He bared his brow to every blast and scorned the tempest as it passed. One day, a tiny humble seed, the keenest eye would hardly heed, fell trembling at that stern rock's base and found a lowly hiding place. A ray of light, a drop of dew, came with a message kind and true. They told her of the world so bright, its love, its joy, its rosy light, and lured her from her hiding place to gaze upon Earth's glorious face. So peeping timid from the ground, she clasped the ancient rock around. And climbing up with childish grace, she held him with a close embrace. Her clinging was a thing of dread. Where'er she touched, a fissure spread. And he who had breasted every storm stood frowning there, a mangled form. A truth dropped in the silent earth may seem a thing of little worth, till spreading round some mighty wrong, it saps its pillars proud and strong, and o'er the fallen ruin weaves the brightest blooms and fairest leaves.
Well, that was great. Up next, we're going to have Jake Borowski and Jess Lucille. They're going to be back with Starheart. That was a beautiful piece by Cindy, the two Cindys, and Jacob. Thank you so much. Beautiful.
With support from Judith Robert and Tom Kepazinskis, Marshall County Community Foundation, Marshall County Tourism, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon, you're listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.